Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan. Get up.
Get on up. Welcome back to Prime Time Hot TV Talk. Someone jokes that one season of Chernobyl was perfect. I'm glad they didn't go for a second.
That was a great...
Chernobyl was really good.
That was really good. Again,
limited... And obviously, you couldn't do a second because of, you know, history.
Limited series, I'm telling you. That's why the first season, True Detective, the last one with Jodie Foster, Fargo does it, except for the Chris
I didn't
Rock.
Watch the last one with Jodie Foster.
It was good. Night
was
Country.
It?
Yeah, Night Country was good.
Because I heard mixed things. I heard some people... Didn't Rob hate it?
Rob liked it, hated it, and then I think he quit on it. I liked Night Country. I thought it was good. Jodie Foster won the Golden Globe for Best
I like
Actress.
Her. I like that show, and I have not watched that season yet.
It was
yet,
just
so I might
a little it was a little mystic for some people. They didn't like it. I liked it. Again, I just like stuff they wrap. 12 episodes. That's all I need. 12 episodes. Wrap it up.
Let's dive back into the NFL briefly. We're talking about some of the NFC teams that could make the jump to potentially go challenge Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in coming years. And we're now 1 year removed from the rookie season of Mike Macdonald with the Seahawks. They go 9-8 in a pretty up and down year. There were injury things that jumped out throughout. They had a couple tough. They started off with easy scheduling, then they ran into some tough scheduling. It was a little bit, I don't know, just a little roller coaster-y. It didn't seem to stay very, very flat. And I know that some of that gets stabilized as things move on, but how close is this team to either breaking through to being more of a competitor, or are they further away than their record indicates?
I think the last, 3 years, I think they've been 10-7. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, did I say 9-8? Yeah.
They're 10-7. I think they're 10-7 pretty much every year. And they're a game away from the postseason every year. So how close they are to being contenders, I think you're a ways. How close you are to being a playoff team? One game. And I do think if you're Seattle, I think you like the way things are going. I think you saw a defense get better and better. Because the last couple years, the problem has been the rush defense. It's been god-awful. And I think as the season went on and you saw Mike Macdonald's scheme kind of start to take hold, and I think going to get Ernest Jones was you got rid of both of your linebackers. You brought in two linebackers to be your starters, and both of those guys by the end of the year were gone. Thanks for coming. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And I think the addition of Ernest Jones, who was a nice player, he just was a cap casualty in two places, one in Tennessee and one in the Rams. I think you saw when he came into that lineup, I'm not saying he was Roquan Smith, but he was that level of player, like what he meant to that defense when he went over to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like, he was a real difference maker. And so I think when you look at the defensive side of things, I think there's a lot to like. Leonard Williams still plays at a high level. I think you have a really bright, young secondary. Mm-hmm. You got some studs back
there. They're pretty good.
And so I like the defense, and the defense got better. And I would assume that under Mike Macdonald, this defense is going to continue to get better. I think, like, look at Vic Fangio, right? I think people saw Fangio come in and they were like, is this really? Yeah, it takes a while. But you saw Seattle really adapt to the scheme. So to me, I think the defense sets itself up really well. And a lot of young, manageable contracts. I think the defense is fine. I think the question mark goes to the offense. And I think bringing in Clint Kubiak is going to help. Because I like Geno Smith. I know it pisses Rob off. Geno Smith is a good quarterback when he has time to throw and can push the ball downfield. I'm telling you, for the last 3 years, Geno Smith has been a good quarterback. But a lot like Jared Goff, you need to do two things. You got to be able to protect him, and you got to be able to run the ball.
And they can't do either right now.
They can't do either one. When you see Detroit that doesn't have a run game, he looks bad. When the Rams' run game fell apart, remember when Todd Gurley's knee turned to dust?
Yeah.
What happened to the Rams' offense? It died because he needs – when you are a statue quarterback, and Geno's not as bad as Goff, but he's not a mobile guy – he's a guy that needs to stand in the pocket, deliver the ball downfield. And if you can't protect, and believe me, their O-line can't protect. It's arguably the worst O-line in the NFL. I mean, they suck.
It was a rough go.
And when you can't run the ball, and you can't work play action, and you can't pick up pressure. And by the way, they weren't even necessarily getting blitzed. They just couldn't block four guys. Geno Smith had less time to throw than I think just about any other quarterback in the NFL. You look at his pressure rate, sky high. It was an abomination.
Yeah. So which really hamstrings what you want to do offensively.
Yeah.
When you don't have the time, you can have the greatest ideas and schemes in the world. If you don't have time, none of it matters.
So you bring in Clint Kubiak, and Clint Kubiak comes from his father's coaching tree, Sean McVay. You saw, remember at the beginning of the year when New Orleans, we said New Orleans had one of the worst O-lines in the NFL, and for like 3 weeks, they were scoring like a ton of points. And we're like, how are they doing with this with the O-line? Run the ball. Kamara had a resurgence. Why? They run the ball. So trust me, Seattle will run the ball. They're going to run that wide zone scheme, and hell or high water, they will run the ball and they will play action. So that alone should help Geno Smith. Now the question becomes, do you literally have enough O-linemen? I think you have your left tackle in Cross, who did have his struggles this year. I think he's a really good left tackle. Outside of that, I you know, Abe Lucas.
When he's healthy, he's good. He's just never healthy.
Okay. I don't think he's great. I think he's serviceable. I think the inside line, and this is the problem with Seattle. This is like Cincinnati. They have spent capital. They draft interior O-linemen, and they suck. They just cannot. They just can't figure it out. So that is a huge question mark. I think Kubiak and his run scheme, because you see what Washington did this year. You can hide bad O-lines. You can with scheme and just kind of the nature of your run game. You can hide a wonky O-line. I don't know if you can hide a terrible O-line. So I think Kubiak coming in, but they have to find a way to get better, whether that's keeping Abe Lucas healthy. And my God, find a way to find some interior linemen, just somewhere, anywhere. Like Tyler Lockett's going to come off the books. I think Metcalf is a bit of a waste. I just think he is a flashy guy that's kind of a one-trick pony.
Could you get something for him?
He's got 1 year left.
That's the case then.
At about $18 million, but I think Smith and Jigba is your best weapon.
He's going to be really good.
I just honestly think at some point you move on from Lockett. I think you move on from Metcalf and you redistribute that money and you build an O-line and you go on a run game and you don't need. I just think there's wasted money. I think that you need to trim some of this fat. And then the biggest question about Seattle is Geno Smith. Is Geno good enough? And here is the problem with Seattle, and it's the problem with 75% of the teams in the NFL. I believe that if you got a good O-line and this defense continued to improve, I think you could win 12 games. I mean, they win 10 every year. I think you'd win 12 games, and I think you could win a playoff game. And I think when you ran into an elite team, I think you would get exposed. So herein lies the ultimate rub that everyone has is you don't seemingly have a path to get a quarterback because you can't trade for one. You're not bad enough to draft one. So whether you hit on one, you're going to either have to rely on Geno to be the guy that gets you over the hump.
Or run into a Brock Purdy somehow.
Or run into a Brock Purdy. So I think the future is bright for Seattle. I don't think it's high noon bright.
Yeah.
I think it's let's go with like a 5:30 sort of sun. You can lay out and you're not going to get a sunburn.
It feels a little similar to the Blazers after the Western Conference Finals appearance, where like you're going to be good enough to be in the conversation, but you're not going to get there. The problem is they've been looking for interior O-line help since James Carpenter and J.R. Sweezy.
And they, like I said, they spend draft capital on it and they just miss. So maybe just go hire a guy that can evaluate interior offensive linemen, because whatever you're doing ain't working, because the guys you draft and the guys you bring in suck. They just flat out, they suck.
Well, they also, they signed Williams this year, a center that had completely destroyed his leg to the point where
he retired
He literally played for 3 or 4 games and was like, can't do this anymore. A lot of the young guys, they've got the Michigan kid playing center this year, and
he was okay
for like the 3 or 4 games. I just, if they're ever going to take that next step, it has to be finding at least one guard, if not a center and a guard, that can make that transition. Look at Kansas City. They went out and they drafted Creed Humphreys, and they drafted, Thomas, the kid out of Tennessee, who's their now right guard?
Trey Smith.
Smith, thank you. They made those two picks. right after the Super Bowl where they got boat raced by Tampa Bay, and that was the difference. And they signed Joe Thuney.
Yep.
That completely put them back into a conversation of not only are they in the Super Bowl, but they're actually winning it. Not that the Seahawks are that far, well,
the Seahawks
but
aren't
it can
paying
be done
Geno
in a year.
Smith, and you should be able to allocate resources to an interior line. Lockett's going to come off the books. You just... The next version of this to me in 2 years is Lockett's gone, Metcalf's gone. Rebuild your O-line. You have your left tackle. Everyone else on that O-line is replaceable. And let your defense continue to grow and develop. Spend your resources, draft picks, and free agency money. Rebuild your O-line. And I think if you do that, you win 11 and 12 games. I think you can win that division. I think the Niners window is closing.
I do too.
I think Stafford's going to be gone for a year. And Arizona, I think, is a bit of a lost ship. Seattle should be able to win that division. In the next 2 to 3 years, they should be the best team in that division if they act smartly and they let this defense grow and develop. But ultimately, I think the Geno Smith thing probably handcuffs you a little bit.
Yeah.
So if I'm Seattle, I'm literally spending a second and a third round pick every year, somewhere along second to fourth, drafting a quarterback and hoping that I hit on a Dak Prescott.
Yep.
Because I think Geno, you signed to a manageable deal again. You keep signing them those manageable deals, kicking the can down the road. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether that's Jackson Dart or whether you like a Dylan Gabriel or whatever, right? Keep drafting in that second, third, fourth round and try to find, because look about it. Like Russell Wilson was I think a third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dak was a third or a fourth round pick. Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, right? I think you just keep swinging on quarterbacks in those mid rounds. I don't think you take them in the sixth and seventh round because those almost never work out.
No, but if you do it every year, you should come up with something at some point.
And you find one. And if you find one, I think all of a sudden Seattle's fortunes are completely different. So I think there is a lot to like. And I think Mike McDonald is going to be the guy. And I love the Kubiak thing because you need to pair, especially with a quarterback like Geno, you have to pair your run game with your pass game. And it's a bold statement. I don't know if there was a team, well, maybe the Bears, that did a poor job of marrying your run game with your passing game.
And I know that we're up against it, we got to go, but just for the layperson, because I heard Schottenheimer mention that at his press conference.
Yep.
When you talk about marrying your running game and your passing game, what exactly does that mean to the average fan?
So again, when we talk about marrying your run game, do we look the same when we're running the ball, and do we look the same when we're throwing the ball?
So essentially, can they be disguised as one another?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I the Texans, by the way, did a piss poor job of this as well.
Part of the reason Slowick is out of a job.
Yeah, so people look at the Texans and they say, hey, they didn't run the ball that poorly. Actually, they did. They had one of the worst success rates in the NFL with running. So when I know you are going to, you line up in this formation on first and second down and you're going to throw the ball, cool. I know what you're doing. If I know that you are going to be a run team, I know when you get into this look, I know when you get into this down, you are going to throw or you're going to run, right? The whole point is to be multiple. Buffalo did this an amazing job this year, right? Buffalo can come out and when they run that six-man O-line, and if you want to go big on them, they can throw out of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a perfect marriage, and that's where play action comes into pass, because especially if you have an O-line that can't protect, right? If I tell you that I'm going to do a 5 and a 7-step drop, because what does Geno Smith do well? He pushes the ball downfield, right? That is his strength. He is not a dink and dunk guy. Geno wants to throw the ball downfield. Problem is, we can't protect, right? We can't just drop back and throw 5 and 7-step drops and throw the ball 10 yards down the field.
Right. Doesn't have that time.
So I need my run game to disguise what I'm doing. I have to live in the world where you think that there is a threat of me running the ball. When my play action brings my linebackers in, it backs my secondary off, it gives me those opportunities. And Seattle had none of it. I just think Ryan Grubb was way in over his head. I think he came from a world in Washington where running the ball was an ancillary thing, and it was Penix, and occasionally we're going to run the ball. And if you look at, again, the successful teams in the NFL the last 4 or 5 years, what do they all do well? They run the ball. And running the ball is the best thing you can do for a young quarterback, and it's the best thing you can do for an average quarterback. So when you can't run the ball...
Helps your defense out, too.
And when you can't run the ball consistently, and you sure as hell can't drop back, you have a horrible scheme. And I thought that's with the, kind of marrying those concepts together. No one did it better than Shanahan's offense. When the Niners were really cooking, right, when they had Juszczyk and they had Kittle, and then you had your two receivers on the end, I don't care if it's third and six or if it was, you know, second and nine.
Could make everything look the
same. You could make everything look the same.
Yeah.
And when I can do that, that's what keeps the defense on their toes. Otherwise, you end up in Kansas City and Spags. When Spags knows you have to throw, and when these defensive coordinators know you have to throw, and you don't have an elite quarterback, dude, it's a death sentence.
Yeah.
It's an absolute death sentence. So the run game has to keep it honest, and that's why it has to pair well. Your concepts have to work well with that. And then can you take your run looks and still have solid pass protection off of it?
Little football education with Suk as the Seahawks try to make the next step going into next season. We'll get back to sports in a little while. Coming up later, stupid or savvy, some Super Bowl betting previews. But coming up next, it's time for In the News. We have multiple standoffs downtown, an animal rescue, and math and reading ranks. It's all coming up, but first, Ortner with Sports Center.